Okay, so let's talk about OFCCP job posting compliance. Sounds maybe a little dry, right?
Yeah, it can definitely sound like regulatory jargon.
But, if your business works with the federal government, or maybe you're in HR trying to build a really diverse team, well, this is the kind of stuff that can actually really impact your talent strategy.
Absolutely. So our mission today in this deep dive is really to cut through all that complexity. We want to get to the essentials of what OFCCP job posting compliance actually means.
Right. And we're basing this on information we've gathered from a service provider in this space. We looked at their website, their service descriptions, FAQs, even some blog posts.
Yeah, basically pulling out the key info you need if you're navigating this world.
Exactly. We're trying to do the legwork for you. So why should you, the listener, care? Well, whether you're running a business, you're an HR pro, or honestly, if you're just curious about how fair hiring is supposed to work, understanding OFCCP compliance gives you a window into the regulations designed to push for equal opportunity. And interestingly, how tech is stepping in to simplify things.
Yeah, the tech angle is definitely key here.
So let's dig in. What exactly is OFCCP compliance? Let's start there.
Okay. So in simple terms, based on the FAQ we reviewed, it's about adhering to the rules from the Office of Federal Contract Compliance Programs.
Right.
These rules apply if you're a federal contractor or subcontractor, and the whole point is to ensure equal employment opportunity. Everyone gets a fair shot.
So it's broader than just, filling an open role. It's about how
Right?
you fill it, the fairness of the whole process.
Exactly. That came through really clearly in one of the blog posts we looked at. It connected compliance directly to workplace inclusion. It's not just a legal hoop to jump through. It's positioned as like a fundamental part of creating a workplace where everyone genuinely has an equal chance to succeed.
Okay, that puts a different spin on it. Less red tape, more building a better team fairly. If you work with the government, these are the ground rules.
Pretty much.
So, what were the traditional headaches? You mentioned complexity. What made it, as the provider put it, a complex and time-consuming process before these automated solutions?
Well, one huge thing that kept coming up is the need to post jobs across tons of different state job boards.
Okay.
It's not just posting at once. Each state can have its own unique system, its own login, its own requirements for what info to include.
Oh, wow. So manually managing all that.
Yeah, it's a nightmare. Imagine trying to keep track of dozens of different websites and passwords and formats. It's just a massive time sink.
I see that. It sounds incredibly inefficient.
Yeah.
Were there other big hurdles?
Definitely. Beyond just the posting, there's the documentation piece. You need verifiable proof of your outreach efforts.
Roof. Like what?
Specifically, outreach to veterans and individuals with disabilities. This was highlighted in an article comparing different services. You can't just post and hope. You have to actively show you tried to reach these groups.
Okay, so proactive effort and the records to back it up.
Exactly. And the risk, as their site mentions, is that getting bogged down in all this admin can actually hold you back from finding the best talent.
Right, because your energy is going into compliance tasks instead of like actually finding and talking to great candidates.
Precisely. You end up focusing on ticking boxes instead of strategic recruitment.
That makes total sense. Okay, so how do these automated job distribution services, the kind we're looking at, how do they actually help with these specific pain points?
Well, they essentially automate those really repetitive, time-draining tasks. The services page talks about handling the tedious task of posting job openings across multiple state job boards,
Okay.
and also managing your credentials seamlessly. So think of it like this. You put your job info into their system once, and then the software takes over, sending it out to all the right state boards, dealing with the logins, the formatting, all that stuff happens in the background.
Wow. So instead of an HR person spending hours logging in and out, copying, pasting, remembering passwords, the tech does it. What's the payoff there?
Huge time savings, obviously, freeing up resources, like the site says, but it's also about reach.
Reach. How so?
By automatically hitting all those required state boards, you're just naturally getting your job seen by more people, a wider, more diverse group of potential applicants.
Right.
And often these services go beyond just posting. They help facilitate that required outreach, connecting you with veteran groups, disability networks, things like that.
Okay, so it simplifies the admin and potentially boosts the diversity of the applicant pool. Let's get into the specifics. What are some key features you'd find in a solution like, say, the distribute.io one we looked at?
All right. So a core piece is definitely the state board job posting automation. Basically, you tell it the job location and boom, it sends the posting to the correct state job boards automatically. Covers that basic OFCCP requirement.
That alone sounds like a huge weight off someone's shoulders. What else?
Then there's what they call state job bank outreach technology. This often means automated notifications go out to specific contacts like veteran reps, youth programs, state contacts. It's more proactive outreach than just a passive posting.
Okay. Actively pushing it towards those specific groups.
Exactly. And they also mention diversity and inclusion job posting automation. This lets you bundle postings to diversity-focused job boards along with your standard OFCCP state postings.
So a combined strategy hitting the required state boards and also specifically targeting diverse talent pools.
Precisely. It streamlines both efforts together.
And you mentioned the headache of managing logins earlier. How do these services tackle that?
Yeah, that's credential management. The service basically holds on to and keeps updating all the usernames and passwords for the different state sites. The FAQ said they continuously monitor and update this.
So no more forgotten passwords stopping a job from getting posted.
Hopefully not. It removes that potential bottleneck.
Makes sense. Now, compliance isn't just posting. It's proving you did it right.
Mm.
What about reporting and analytics?
Crucial point. The FAQ laid out quite a few reports you can typically get. Things like how your postings are performing, views, clicks, that sort of thing.
Okay.
But also insights into applicant demographics, how effective your specific outreach efforts were, overall compliance metrics. Some even provide screenshots of every single ad on every board.
Screenshots. Wow, that's thorough.
Yeah, talk about detailed record keeping. It provides that peace of mind the service page mentions. You have the evidence right there.
And how long do you need to keep all this evidence for OFCCP purposes?
The general rule, according to OSCCP regs and confirmed in the FAQ, is at least 5 years.
5 years, okay.
And these services usually let you customize that retention period if your company has different needs, but 5 years is the baseline. They store it for you.
And storing all that data, applicant info, security must be a concern. What do they typically do?
Yeah, absolutely critical. The FAQ mentions standard stuff you'd expect: encryption, secure cloud storage. Reputable providers use industry standard measures to protect that sensitive data.
Good to know. Now, lots of companies use applicant tracking systems, an ATS, right, to manage hiring workflows. Do these compliance tools play nice with them?
They really have to. Integration is key. The FAQ stated their service is designed to integrate seamlessly with most popular ATS platforms.
So it plugs into your existing system?
Ideally, yes. They usually work with you to make sure it connects smoothly. Avoids having separate disconnected systems, which just adds complexity.
Right. You want it streamlined.
Yeah.
Okay, we've talked about the mechanics, but let's circle back to diversity. How do these automated tools actively help companies reach a more diverse group of candidates? That's a core goal here, isn't it?
It is. And they help primarily through that broad distribution we mentioned, hitting all the state boards automatically. But also, as the FAQ notes, through partnerships they often have with diverse professional networks and community organizations.
Ah, so they have existing connections.
Yeah. It expands the reach beyond just the standard job boards, increasing the chances that people from underrepresented groups will actually see the opportunity.
So it's about widening the net significantly. And what if you run into trouble using the service or have a question? What kind of support is available?
Support seems pretty comprehensive based on the FAQ. They mention things like training, help managing credentials if needed, proactive alerts about your account status.
Proactive alerts, like telling you if there's an issue.
Yeah, presumably to prevent postings from failing or something. And of course, responsive customer service for any compliance questions. It's not just software, it's the support infrastructure around it.
Right, a safety net. Okay, this has been really insightful. Let's really emphasize the why again. Why is this so important for diversity and inclusion efforts? It's really more than just compliance for compliance's sake.
Oh, absolutely. The service page explicitly links it to actively promoting equal employment opportunities and fostering a more inclusive workforce.
Right.
And that blog post title, OFCCP and Diversity, How Compliance Can Drive Workplace Inclusion, says it all, really. The whole point of OFCCP and the benefit of these tools making compliance easier is that ensuring broad, fair access to your job postings is a direct way to build a more diverse talent pipeline.
You're removing potential barriers just in how you announce the job.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Giving more people a genuine chance to apply and compete. It's foundational.
So compliance becomes a tool, almost, for achieving those D&I goals.
Mm-hmm.
Now, is this a static area,
mm-hmm.
or are OFCCP rules and the tech solutions changing?
Definitely not static. The fact that the site has a latest OFCCP job posting news section, plus recent blog posts, that tells you things are evolving. And seeing comparison articles between different providers, like this Circa versus Distribute.io one mentioned, shows it's an active market where solutions are constantly being evaluated and improved.
So staying up to date is pretty crucial for businesses in this space.
For sure. You need to keep an eye on any changes in requirements or best practices.
Okay. We've heard about the service, the features, but what about real users? The testimonials, they gave some firsthand perspectives.
They did. They were quite positive. Raymond Hahn, for instance, said the product just immediately works and highlighted how responsive the support team was. That speaks to ease of use and good backup.
That's always good to hear.
And Jamin Griffith mentioned a strong, steady flow of candidates and liked the user-friendly interface. So, you know, hitting on both the usability and the actual results in terms of candidate flow.
Real-world validation, basically.
Exactly. It shows the practical impact.
Okay, great. We've covered a ton here. Let's try and boil it down. What's the main takeaway from this deep dive on OFCCP job posting compliance?
I think the key thing is, yes, OFCCP compliance can seem daunting, especially for federal contractors. It's complex, but it's also essential for fair hiring.
Right.
And the good news is that technology, specifically these automated job distribution services, offers a really effective way to manage that complexity, ensure you're meeting requirements, and significantly broaden your reach to find diverse talent.
Yeah, it turns a potential burden into something more manageable, even strategic.
Mm-hmm.
And for you, the listener, getting a handle on this stuff isn't just about avoiding trouble.
No.
It can actually give you an edge in attracting the very best people from all backgrounds and building a genuinely more inclusive workplace.
Which leads us nicely into a final thought, perhaps, thinking beyond just the minimum requirements.
Mm-hmm.
How could a deeper commitment to the principles behind OFCCP compliance, a real focus on equitable access, how could that actually shape your company culture?
Mm-hmm.
And what might the longer-term impact be on attracting and keeping a diverse, innovative workforce? What are those broader implications of truly embedding equal opportunity into your hiring DNA?
Something definitely worth considering. How does compliance shape culture? Not just process. Good food for thought.